A little after 5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, and that nice mashup of sort of the history of not just Rafi Devers and what went wrong in Boston, but what is apparently going wrong in San Francisco, where he's blowing off a franchise legend like Will Clark, which we know because Will Clark told us that on his podcast with Eric Burns, which is called Deuces Wild on the No Filter Network. And we also know that because our buddy Will Fleming on Monday told us the story of Rafi Devers, or Devers, depending on what your pronunciation preference
is. Rafael Devers.
All this to be that there's just, maybe there's two guys, and it's not just one we're talking about.
He's trolling. It's Devers, it's not Devers.
It's not Devers, right. Yeah, two different guys, maybe?
No, I think that's Will Clark letting you know that he's not overly happy with Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
Calling him Devers, which I also think sounds like a little bit of a New Englander saying a diva, like there's a couple Devers on the horizon maybe. And he's a diva ball player.
Yeah.
But Rafi Devers blew off Will Clark for 3 straight days. Will Fleming told us about it. We put it on social media and, well, all hell broke loose, quite honestly. And so we have some new audio we want to play from you here from Will Clark. Dan Ball, could you do this real quick, though? I wanted to check in with you. Our phone lines are working right. The guest line, we can have Will Clark call in. We gave him the number.
My understanding is the phone line is working well. We've had plenty of lovely callers that normally call the show. Nothing with San Francisco or California area codes so far. So in the wise words of Bosch, I think we have a little meow going on right now.
Oh, a meow.
I think so.
I don't know, because it's funny. This audio we're about to roll out from that Deuces Wild podcast, which apparently no one listened to because they didn't know Will Clark told the story until Will Fleming said it.
Get him, Andy.
If a tree falls in the woods, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. Nope. There was one hand. It was clapping.
Free
it was
firewood.
Will Clark. Then we gave him the publicity he wanted by having Will Fleming tell the story. And now Will Clark's not happy. Well, hear how unhappy he really is.
Yeah, the whole thing was Bob Melvin and Matt Williams had asked me to go work with Rafael Devers, you know, if he had a chance to get out there. And I didn't know this, but they had hit him a lot of ground balls like a few days before, and he was sore. He, you know, he was kind of nursing some soreness. And so, you know, I showed up, and he wasn't there. I had no big deal. And on top of that, it was optional batting practice. So he just decided, I ain't going to do it today, you know. And then, you know, like you
pause
and I
it real quick,
about,
Stiz. That's very believable that Rafi Devers would find out something was optional and decide not to do it. That tracks for Rafi Devers.
The most
what we
truth
know about
we've heard
him.
So
completely,
far.
Absolutely.
Totally caught me off guard. Said no one ever.
All right, Will Clark, roll it.
You know, like you and I talked about, you know, if I'm working at first base, I'm going to be right in front of the dugout, you know, with the Red Sox. And so, you know, he didn't want to have to go through all that bullshit in the Boston media and all that. And so what happens? I'm standing out there. Dave Fleming actually introduces me to his brother, Will Fleming, who is one of the Red Sox radio TV guys, I guess. And so now he goes on some podcast, a Zoom, I don't know when it was.
No.
And
stop again.
Yeah, stop. Tell when
you lying sack of poo.
What was he on?
Whoa. He was on WEEI Afternoons. On WEEI. You might have heard of it. It's been a sports radio station for decades. It's been best in the business for decades. And he
tell
was
him,
on our show.
Tell
it's
him.
A real radio show, not a little rinky-dink podcast like yours that nobody listens
tell
to
Will,
when you told the story.
Tell Will what you would tell Andrew.
What?
Put
Callahan.
WEEI Afternoons in your mouth.
Yes. Boom. I'd rather you
put
say
us
it.
In your mouth.
Yeah, there you go, Will Clark. Put us in your mouth.
That was Ted Johnson. He'll fight you anytime you want. Anyway, roll it.
And so now he goes on some podcast, a Zoom, I don't know when it was, and blows this thing out of proportion again, and here we go.
Bloody mouth.
And,
mouth.
You know, I just got to tell you right now, this is a bunch of bullshit. That's first off.
We
second
agree.
Off, you know, hey, look, you know, that was, let's see, my first encounter with Rafael Devers. So I didn't even know him before, you know, those 2 or 3 days that I spent in San Francisco. So, you know, Rafi and I are fine. I'm going to work with him, you know, whenever I get around to first base and all that. And Will Fleming, you can go off, motherfucker.
Wow.
All right. Feels you want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter.
Okay, stop that.
Well, I don't understand.
Pause.
I don't understand.
Excuse me.
What I'm confused is that Will Fleming, all he did was tell us the story that happened. He didn't. What did he blow out of proportion?
Nothing. Also, he told us the story that Will Clark told on his own podcast.
Right.
Will Clark told the exact same story.
Right.
And he said, you know, I'm good with Rafi Devers, whatever. I'm not sure he's spoken with Rafi Devers yet, would be my guess. I'm not sure he has any personal relationship with Rafi Devers or Devers.
This is gaslighting. He's gaslighting. Is this what you call gaslighting?
I was wondering that earlier. I think
feel like
he
this is a gaslighting thing.
He's also just full of crap. And I get
this it. That's what gaslighters are, full of crap.
My guess is he has a very lucrative, like, lifelong franchise legend ambassador instructor contract with the Giants that he's trying to protect.
A la Big Poppy?
Yes. Oh, it's funny. It's funny. There's a couple. Is Will Clark in the Hall of Fame? I assume he's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Oh, he's got to be.
He seems like a Hall of Famer in my head.
Stats and research.
But I've never checked. All-time great hitter. Yeah, he's pretty good. He's not in the Hall of Fame.
He is not in the baseball. As Gemini says, Will Clark, despite a strong career and numerous accolades, is not in the baseball Hall of Fame. Received consideration, but fell short of the required votes to remain on the ballot.
No wonder he's so salty.
I just want to show you my objectivity. The guy's a dink, and he's picking a fight with somebody who doesn't deserve it, and he's been a bully in everything the last few days. But he's also gotten screwed by Cooperstown. He should absolutely be in the Hall of Fame. Will Clark was one of the great hitters of his generation.
You know, he hit over 300, almost 300 dingers, over 1,200 ribeyes, and one of the smoothest fielding first basemen in Major League Baseball history.
What do you think? Damn. How do you think Dave Fleming feels?
Like, awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Like, dude, Will Clark just roasted my brother for doing nothing.
And how about that by Will Clark? You clearly know Dave Fleming. You have a relationship with him.
Right.
Wouldn't that, like...
He does not care about people's thoughts or feelings, which is good for him, man, but damn.
So, Ted, we figured because Dave Fleming's middle name is Braxton, now he's going to switch to, good evening, everybody, Dave Braxton here on the call for San Francisco Giants baseball.
Because who knows when Will Clark will turn on him and start blaming him for something. Because have you noticed, Will Clark is blaming everybody for this except one person, Will Clark, right? Yeah. Or another person.
I know a lot of people.
Devers. Yeah. Like, it's everybody else's fault except Will Clark's for telling the story. If you didn't want something to get out, then don't tell the story. You told the story on your podcast. It's not our fault no one listens to your podcast and they didn't find out about it until they said it on our airwaves and passed along your
little
story.
Funny about the text line in the 413, of course, you can text into 617-779-7937. Andy, did you say the name of that pod was Deuces Wild?
No, but I see what you did there. It's Deuces Wild with Will Clark and Eric Burns. They've gotten more attention this week than they ever have, even though he's not quite sure how it works. And roll the rest of this audio, because this is where he goes off the rails in, I'd say, Trump-like fashion.
All right. And so other than that, I'm cool. But, you know, today's one of them days where, you know, blown out of proportion. Matter of fact, there's even some, I think it's on Instagram or something like that. It says that I was going to, like, grab him by the neck and drag him out there or something like that. It's like, what? I would never say that, you know, about a guy who I just met. And I'm going to be working with him for the whole time he's in San Francisco. You know, so, you know, with this AI bullshit that's going on, that's what that is. It's probably that AI bullshit because I haven't even posted anything on Instagram for a very long time.
Stiz, could you rewind a day plus and play Will Clark's words describing what's going to happen next time he runs across Rafi Devers?
But if he's not going to go out, he's going to call you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
That's real audio from the Deuces Wild Will Clark podcast, AI.
What is that brain disorder where, like, you say things, you forget 15 minutes, seconds later what you just said, so you don't remember what you said 15 minutes ago?
Honestly, that's so
amnesia.
Funny you say that.
It's like amnesia. He's got amnesia or something.
The social reaction to this is great right now. At Justin MLB, Will Clark's brain is going to be in a refrigerator in a lab somewhere within 10 years. Sox fans are not happy about this.
What's the 50 dates, that show, the movie?
The guy forgets
what he says 10 seconds earlier?
I'll tell you exactly what would happen if Will Clark was a legendary football player. People would say CTE or brain or concussion. They'd give him that excuse. He doesn't have that excuse. He's a baseball player. He had a nice helmet on. He just hit a ball. Nice, sweet swing. One of the most beautiful swings you'd ever see in the history of baseball. Probably a Hall of Fame swing. I'm with you, Will. You're getting screwed there. But other than that, I mean, isn't that very Trump-like? Anything that's against you is fake news, made it up, fake news media.
First guy AI. I thought
you said it.
AI.
First thing I thought.
MAGA Heart can say these things.
Some people have been doing some deep, I don't want to share some of the things people are deep diving in Red Sox Nation on Will Clark's history with, but he may not want to be picking public forum fights like this.
You know, and the Giants
He's got a few things he would like to probably keep in the cave under a pillow or
I'm not sure he cares.
I don't know that
doesn't
he cares either.
Doesn't
but
seem like it.
The Giants probably will at some point. And the Giants, that's the one thing, is I do think he's trying to do some sort of weird damage control and make Rafi Devers look better, make the Giants look better. And it's gone horribly wrong because he's done the exact, as you said, kerosene, gas, lighter fluid. He threw it on there all at once and just ignited a controversy. You know the one funny thing about this is? I think Rafi Devers is in his own little world so much, he might not even know any of this exists. He might not, oh, I blew off Will Clark? I didn't know. Oh, and it's become a thing, and people are talking about it both in Boston and San Francisco? He's so...
Well, you know what, though? That they have the same problem the Red Sox have, a communication problem.
Yes. Oh, it's always somebody's problem. Yep, communicate. Yeah. And you know what? The one thing Will Clark said, I'm going to be working with this guy for as long as he's here, it might not be that long, because I do believe he will be traded from the Giants. Rafi Devers is the problem. They'll eat some money, and they'll ship him off to...
I mean, that's he's got 7 more years, so it's not the craziest thing to suggest.
Oh, I'm going to say within the next year and a half.
Okay, that's better.
Two seasons, a year and a half, basically. Yeah.
In the next year and a half, he'll be a former Giant, and Dan Ball was the first on this. I got to give him credit. The Giants will have to eat some of the contract to trade him. They're not going to find... there's not another sucker team out there that's taking the totality of that contract.
That's a good bet. I like that. Yeah.
When they get Christian Campbell in return.
What?
I was joking because Christian Campbell would be traded. That's you.
A tough one. Would I trade Christian Campbell for Devers back? No, I wouldn't do that. Dan Ball, what do you got?
I was going to put this in the more likely format that you adore. More likely that Devers is worried about what's happening right now, or his answer is, who's Will Clark?
Yes. Who's Will
who's
Clark?
Will Clark?
Definitely who's Will Clark.
You see why I did not return the text?
Yeah.
This guy, this MF are crazy.
And I think that's something that Will Clark and Buster Posey and Bob Melvin and Matt Williams. We also, by the way, we give the Bruins a hard time for hiring everybody who played for them. The Giants' entire team is built of people that played for them. So maybe we need to relook it. Maybe it's all Ray Bourque's son got a good job down in Providence I saw this week. Funny how that worked
Devers
out.
Yeah, it's working out so well.
Devers just needs to get out there, get out of his slump, hit Will Clark needs to say less. And we all just need to just clean it up. And
Will Clark doesn't need to say stop talking. Keep talking.
No, keep talking.
And Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, motherfucker.
You know what's funny, though?
I mean, to say mother, there's some hate there, man.
Yeah,
that feels vitriol. That feels vitriol.
I'm just whatever happened on Will Clark must have gotten some blowback. Because he's
I think he's being beloved. They're so angry. This is turning into an East Coast versus, I don't mean to paint it in that light, but they hate Will Fleming's been getting hate mail all week. Now we're here saying, what's wrong with you guys?
But I think the Giants have put pressure on Will Clark.
Absolutely.
And he's kind of losing
He's protecting his gig.
Yeah.
I think he feels threatened. Oh, shoot, I stepped in it.
Yeah.
And I bet you he's making good money. I don't know if you have any idea what, franchise legend lifetime deals make with organizations, but I bet he's making good money.
No clue.
I bet he's making good money, and he doesn't want to lose that gig at this point in his career. I do think it's personal, and that's why he's protecting his assets and his ass. Yes, Dan Ball.
I think this comes down to the Fleming brothers. We're going to need – there's a lot of power for Will and Dave Fleming to come out on behalf of Will Clark and WEEI Afternoons to mend some fences.
Oh.
I think we need the two of them, a joint statement, maybe a podcast, something that goes out on social. They can mend these fences.
Why don't we invite them on?
Let's bring them all on.
We can be the peacemaker. We can bring all sides together, right?
I agree.
Remember when Robert Kraft and Jeff Saturday hugged it out and all of a sudden the NFL had stability?
Well, the Obama beer summit.
Obama had the beer summit.
Okay.
We'll gladly
let's
do
have
a beer
summit here. We're inviting the Fleming family. We'll even invite Will Clark, Rafi Devers, all the particulars. David Ortiz, he might want to join. He could offer an opinion. We will fix all that ails.
I bet
Rafi
you Brad
Devers.
Folk could help us put that together.
You think?
Strikes me as the kind of guy.
I don't know. I texted him earlier, said, you got a contact for Will Clark? And he was like, sorry, no.
Okay.
New phone, who dis?
Well, this is, I don't know how the fraternity of sports stars works. Also, I think Will Clark is from Texas. So I didn't know,
Ted, you're from Texas. Maybe you know Will
Ted,
Clark.
Ted, look him up in the directory.
I literally got a text from Andy going, "Do you don't happen to have Will Clark's phone number, do you? Or know Will Clark?
Yeah.
That is the most random thing I've ever heard.
You guys don't see each other in the sauna at the famous athletes club?
Missed them.
Some
last
like
time
college
I was
football award show or something. And like, hey, Will Clark, hey, you want to share numbers? And all of a sudden,
I thought
you got
that
his
was
number.
Funny, though. Yeah.
Okay. I was just. Wanted to leave no stone unturned.
You know what? You never know, right?
Hey,
right?
Guys, twitch.tv/BostonWEI, according to multiple users, Will Clark's DMs are open.
Wait, we tried that.
Earlier today, the boys slid in.
Meow.
Behind the glass, boys slid in. Yeah. He has not responded. I don't think he sounds like he wants a fight. You know what he's a little bit like? That guy on the golf course. Lot of barking.
Bang.
I don't know
bang.
If there's any bite there, because he knows we got the banger right here in Ted Johnson. Speaking of Ted Johnson.
Come on, man.
It is a Quiz with Stiz Thursday, and Ted Johnson is undefeated, the reigning champion. There's a new challenger. He's beaten both challengers. We really only have two. We alternate. I don't know if you follow the show. So it's my turn to try to take down Ted Johnson. Quiz with Stiz up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, for the last time today, give me what's trending. WEEI Afternoons, and as I was just putting my headphones on to come back from break, I believe I heard Ted Johnson say, I don't know, this could be the day I go down. I'm kind of tired of winning. Yeah. Winning gets old, does it?
Well, it does when you get accused of cheating all the time. It's like, you know what? What's the point? You guys think I'm cheating to beat you guys?
No.
I mean, I don't want to play.
You were on a heater last week.
Good thing Tom Brady and Bill Belichick didn't take that approach. The dynasty would come to an end much sooner. They didn't care if people thought they were cheating. Wow. Today we're Quiz with Stiz.
We'll see.
I am excited. I think today might be the day. I'm feeling good.
You think so?
I'm coming off, as the texters noted, my fine performance in the is it 80s porn or fireworks game we played last week.
Oh, you did an excellent job. So went 6-2.
If that was any indication, maybe I'm ready to turn things around. Right. Like starting to get hot, I'm ready to go.
I was
so
say you're coming off a fine performance and rent the
musical. I'm trying to. You got to speak it into existence. Yep. So Quiz with Stiz. It's next.
It's time for the Quiz with Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game.
Rule number one, no bitching.
Seems fair.
Who's that to?
On WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, you suck. That would have been perfect way to end this.
The walk-off. Oh, I send him home on the wings of defeat.
Now, here's your host, Stiz.
All right.
That's right, boys.
Wow. A studio audience of one, huh?
You know the name. You know the game. It's another Thursday, which means it's another Quiz with Stiz. Ted, our champion for now. He's won the past 3 weeks, I believe. He will face off.
Champion for now.
Against Andy. Well, I'm sure it'll change.
Reigning champion.
Reigning champ. Champion for now. He will face off against Andy tonight to see who is the smartest man.
Can you imagine if a commissioner
alive.
Took to the podium? Our champion for now is the Patriots.
I'd like to congratulate the New England Patriots on being the champion for now.
Let's do this. Ted's
Patrick
ready.
Mahomes, enjoy it while it lasts.
All right, before I give you guys tonight's theme, I'll pass it off to my behind-the-glass brethren for some ground rules.
Thank you, Stiz. So Stiz has picked a topic for this week. He'll ask the host a question. If the host gets it wrong, the other host will have a chance to steal. If neither get it, it opens up multiple choice. 10 questions in this quiz. The highest score after the 10 questions is your winner. Ted Johnson, 4-0 in the Quiz with Stiz, including 2-0 in the season matchup against Andy Hart. Don't forget, we also have the rules and decorum. Rule number one, no bitching. Rule number two, no complaining. Rule number three, no accusatory comments. Rule number four, no self-victimization. And of course, with the big star next to it, stop being a Will Clark and play the
game. Thank you, Dan.
Back to you, Stiz.
I like it. All right. Ted, you won last week, so you get to choose heads or tails.
Let's go, Ted. The heads.
Ooh.
Again.
That's always funny.
Usually tails doesn't fail, and it didn't tonight. So, Andrew, you will start off our game. And tonight's theme, boys. I had to think about this last night. I'm like, oh, what do I do? Tom Brady's love life.
Tom Brady's love life.
Important time to remind that Nick Fitzy Stevens is our lifeline for this week. If he gets one right, he opens up a second lifeline as well.
I bet you he's probably the best at this game.
I was going to say.
Does anybody know more about Tom Brady?
I couldn't play movie soundtracks, and now I can't play Tom Brady's Lovers.
Oh, you're catching on to the strategy here, Mr. Fitzy Stevens.
Got it. Okay. All right. I am available as a lifeline, gentlemen. Good luck to both of you.
All right. Andrew, are you ready?
Sure. We'll go with it.
All right. Bridget Moynihan played Dr. Susan Calvin in this 2004 film. go, Andy.
I'd like to use my lifeline, Fitzy.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
It's a film about Tom Brady's lover in it.
No, you're right.
I know.
If you don't get this, you're dead to me forever.
You got it.
Wow, that's it? 2004 movie. She played Dr. Susan...
Calvin.
Dr. Susan Calvin. And that movie was...
I got one movie in my head.
5 seconds.
Damn it. That movie was...
3, 2...
The Wizard of Oz.
Crawl in your grave and die, you useless human being.
That's a deep one.
Bridget Moynihan played Dr. Susan Calvin in this 2004 film.
Yes, I'm going to guess. Did she star with Will Smith in iRobot?
The man is just, wow. I mean, come on.
Man.
Come on.
It was the doctor part that threw me. I forgot that she was a doctor.
You claim you know movies claim you know the Patriots.
Wow, he's mad at his lifeline. Wow. Look at him. He's fired up. Go ahead. Let's get it going.
Yeah, let's roll it.
So, Ted, that'll be $20.
Okay.
Teddy, here we go.
Yes, sir.
Tara Reid starred in 2013's Sharknado. How many Sharknado films are there?
Oh, God.
Ted, I am available.
You know what? I'm going to use my lifeline.
Oh, wow.
Was it 6 Sharknados?
And he's giving him numbers.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Ted.
Ted.
Let's go.
This is so rigged.
It's not.
It really isn't.
That's just a guy who knows how to use his lifeline.
Yeah.
If I wasn't off tomorrow, I'd be mad, but this can't ruin the buzz of the day
God,
before
you're
a day
off. Again?
I know.
Jeez, must be nice.
You're making Greg Hill look good. My God. All right, Andrew. In 2002, Tom Brady dated Playboy bunny Lally Roberts. What year was she Playmate of the Year?
Oh.
Mm. 10 seconds, Andy.
2006.
Ooh. Oh, sorry. I hit the wrong button. that is not right. That is not right. Ted.
Yes, sir.
What year was Playboy bunny Lally Roberts Playmate of the Year?
Man, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark. It felt like, why do I feel like that 2002 season when we didn't make the playoffs? I feel like I remember something like this. I'm going to say 2002.
No.
Nope.
Andrew, was it A, 1995, B, 1997, or C, 2000?
I'm going to say 2000.
All right.
Sorry, Ted.
Yeah, I'm going to say 1997. All right, there we go. There we go.
3-0.
That's unbelievable. Good.
All right,
why did you put up a fight?
Why did we start letting Ted play?
Yeah, it's terrible. This whole thing went awry when we started letting it. He was better as a lifeline.
Yeah, number one and number two, no bitching, no complaining.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian sparked dating rumors after being spotted together at this famous annual party.
Oh, was it on the Hamptons? Was it the white party?
Whose white party?
Was it P. Diddy's? No, was it Martha Stewart? Martha Stewart's.
How many answers does he get?
No, it wasn't. Andrew.
I mean, I gave you half of it.
No, you didn't give me the important part, though. I knew the white part.
Well, just think, who throws white parties?
I know
the Klan.
Not no more, I hope.
I know the I'm going to say the Fanatics guy.
Oh, that's a good
His
guess.
His white party.
Oh, nice.
You know what, Andrew? I'm going to cut you some slack.
Yeah.
His name's Michael Rubin.
Yeah,
Michael
Rubin.
Rubin's white party, 4th of July. Every 4th of July.
Right, boom, I'm back, baby.
All right, Andrew.
3-1.
That's under.
Andrew, how many years did Tom Brady and Giselle date before they got married?
I'm going to say 3.
And I'm going to say you are right.
Oh.
Yeah, 3-2, baby.
He's climbing back. All right.
Hey, there's no bitching and complaining. Just focus on your job, you self-victimizationer.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
In that light, how many years were Tom Brady and Giselle married for?
Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness. 4-7. I'm going to say...
What
were those numbers?
Carry the two real quick.
14, 15. I'm going to say 16 years.
No. Andrew.
Which answer did you count for him?
16.
Okay. I'm going to say 13 years.
We have a tie ball game.
What? Let's go!
Wow, wow.
Was it 2010 to 2023?
That's could be.
That's what I went through in my head.
And then she got the Johnny Jiu-Jitsu.
All right, let's go. Let's go. I'm rolling. I got momentum. No timeouts.
All right, Andrew. She broke out after playing Bunny in this 1998 buddy comedy.
I don't even know what we're going for.
So this is related.
You're naming the movie.
Oh.
Yep, the name in the movie.
Well, then who was the actress?
Who's
though?
The she?
Yeah.
If you can't say the actress name for the movie, you gotta give it away.
That's a total gimme.
Can you read the question again?
This actress broke out after playing Bunny in this 1998 buddy comedy. Bunny.
But we don't know who the she is.
You should know Bunny in this 1998 buddy comedy.
Oh.
Classic.
Classic?
Buddy comedy from 1998.
Buddy comedy. I pass.
I think I got it.
All right, Ted.
I can't use my lifeline?
No, you already used him.
No.
Got you Sharknado.
Man, I have no clue.
Tom, okay.
I have
no clue. All right, Andy. She played Bunny in the 1998 buddy comedy. A, The Big Lebowski. B, American Pie. C, Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, God. Can this get any easier?
D, Schindler's List.
I'm going to say The Big Lebowski.
There you go. Tara Reid. The Big Lebowski.
4-3,
wait,
baby.
Wait.
Stop it. Don't ruin the segment.
Wait, wasn't Tara Reid in American Pie?
That's what I thought, but apparently not.
But wasn't a 1998 buddy comedy.
That's a 1998 buddy comedy, isn't it?
No, 1999? No, yeah, American Pie came after.
Please don't let them drag you down.
The Big Lebowski, that's a buddy comedy?
You're doing a fine job.
That's what the internet said.
All right,
Ted.
Yep. I'll be quiet.
How many Super Bowls had Tom Brady won when he started dating Bridget Moynihan?
Ooh.
You should know this.
I'm going to say... That's a tough one. I'm going to say one.
Oh.
Come on, Andy.
So I'm going to say two.
Bang.
Wow. 5-3. I'm pulling away.
Wow. Three. Ted.
Dude, I don't want this job anymore, man.
Wait, do I win? I forgot the new rules.
No, it's the most after 10.
Here we go.
I got two more. All right, Andrew. Romance sparked after Tom Brady asked her to sit next to him during a star-studded voyage on a super yacht.
How could this... Please. Come on. Oh, my God. Where do you live? Do you live in another country?
So,
do you live on another planet?
You out of your mind?
Sophia Vergara?
Sophia Vergara. Yes, yeah. Sophia Vergara. You knew it all along.
He's not playing by his rules anymore.
Ted has come down with an acute case of Andy Hart syndrome.
Yeah.
Sophia Vergara.
Losing does not look good on Ted Johnson.
Well, you guys gave him the first one when he didn't really earn it, but that's
all right. Last one.
Fair point, Ted.
Tom Brady met this supermodel at a mutual friend's wedding, and the two began dating shortly after.
It's a hard name. Is Rena Sheik or something like that?
Rena, do we give it Rena Sheik?
Shark?
Yeah, I think, yeah, well, that's we give it to him.
It's Irina Shayk, right?
I think it's Shayk.
Shake it.
Should I Google her? I'm not sure I recall that.
Is this your homework, Larry?
They dated for like a couple months.
He's got a lot going on in that world, huh?
A lot going on.
5-4. 5-4, Andrew.
No, I already have 6.
Well, yeah, you won.
Good.
Good battle, Ted.
You won.
Congratulations.
Never
Andy.
Before have I'm I out. Been part of a game show that was like drunken bumper cars in my life.
It's like drunk history. Although I got to say, Ted, good job. Those first couple questions, man.
Ted,
I robot?
Out to a 3-0
That was crazy.
Yeah. You. Yeah.
You.
You wait. What?
It's a 40-minute game, 48-minute game, and I only played 42
seconds. So you're my opponent, but you're also a critiquer.
Was I wrong to go to Fitzy on a question about Tom Brady and movies?
Nope.
Like, isn't that his world?
It is.
Didn't that seem like the most obvious time to go to Fitzy?
Here's the problem. I brain locked on where was she a doctor? I forgot that she played a doctor in iRobot.
Yeah. All right. Nice job, Stiz. Nice job, Dan. That was another fun round of Quiz with Stiz. Be back next Thursday with a new champion.
Thank God.
His name is me. Andy is the champion, and he will reign supreme forever.
Ted.
Up next, we have Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons. WEEI Afternoons coming to the end of the show here. Time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. So appropriately, we had a quiz with Stiz about Tom Brady's love life over the years and many of his lady friends. He has been nonstop in the news the last few days about women. About, you know, he went to Bezos' wedding, and since then he's been tied to Sydney Sweeney and Brooks Nader.
No, poor guy, am I right?
Hudson, now Sofia Vergara. But apparently, that is Vergara. Vergara?
Yeah. Sorry. Put some respect
if you're
on
say
that.
Say her name, get it right.
Put
bro.
Some respect on those names.
Sophia
assets.
Vergara.
She's a good looking woman.
That's one
apparently
way.
Apparently, she's
it.
Too old for him. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah,
what
he's are we pushing doing back. Here? He's pushing back on that.
As
he's,
he should.
Yeah.
Terrible look for him.
He's pushing
the brand,
back. Yeah.
The TB12 brand, the Tom Brady brand, wow. all that.
All of, she, all of four years the, older. All of 4 years older.
Is she the handsomest man he's been with? Because I'll say Joe Manganiello. Put that guy up against.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
no.
a good-looking dude.
I mean, it's not surprising that she can attract good-looking men. Like, it isn't surprising that Brady can attract good-looking women. They're both good-looking people. They would have
hey,
good
it's Trashbag Charlie.
But, yeah. So, how do we feel about this, Stiz? You just threw out that sarcasm. I heard it. My three-point stance from earlier in the week when I said I kind of feel bad for Tom Brady. I think he's seeking something that maybe he is not finding, is a little bit unfulfilled in life. Stiz, you'd be happy to just lead this this life chasing women all over the globe. Is that what I understand, that I'm being such a boob here?
Speaking on behalf of Stiz, who is screening a phone call, I'm sure he's going to have a fantastic answer that's going to have a lot of words in it, and he'll get it to you in just a moment.
Okay, I look forward to hearing that because I do. You know, I mean, we were around Tom Brady for a long time, right? Like, I kind of observed him, and I do think he is not necessarily a superficial womanizer who this life is what he's always wanted. And, like, I don't know. Maybe that's unfair of me to judge from afar, just kind of observing him over the years in his various activities.
You call him a womanizer? Like, he's... I think he's trying to find his next wife. So he's just going through, you
taking
know, the
a
process.
Lot of shots.
Yeah. But when you were Tom Brady, you get more opportunities than the average Joe does.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's got to go you know? Under center a lot of times, make some plays, and figure some stuff
okay.
out.
Game manager. He's managing the game. We can have right. all these cliches. Okay. Christian Arkand, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Are you happy to see I bounced back? It's been a long time since you witnessed Andy Hart get a victory.
Sure. Yes, I did. But I got to say that
Arkand and I are of like mind on that question.
That question was
Lebowski.
Unbelievable. That
I
was
didn't the know the question.
That was the best quiz with this question ever because it was two questions and he demanded one answer. He was like, this actress was in this movie and you don't know what the actual question
is. No, it was she was
say.
In this movie.
Yeah, right. yeah, yeah.
What's the movie? Who's she?
right. That was the best. That was the best quiz
Zero
with this question.
Text.
I've ever heard.
See, I thought
personally.
That was a me problem when I heard it the first time. No. I'm like, they're going to make fun of me. I don't even know what he's asking.
I went in there. I was like, Stiz, you asked him two questions. He's like, get out of here, Arkin.
He's the host. He runs the show. It's his show.
Whatever he wants.
It's quiz with when you get your name, when it's quiz with Arkin, you can run it your way. But it's Stiz true. Does it his way. What do you think of this little... Will Fleming, Will Clark feud that we are in the middle of.
I can't imagine why Rafael Devers didn't want to hang out with that guy. I mean, that's, you know, Jesus.
He now looks like he looks smart
dude,
now. I guess.
Unhinged a little bit.
He is 61 years old, that guy, Will Clark. He is an old, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's an odd way for a man that age to behave.
Like for a 61-year-old to just MF guy, like, you got, I mean.
You're right. MF is the next level.
It's the MF is the next level stuff.
That's an indicator of. Yeah. There's a man in some turmoil or
something's
there's something
up,
going
man.
On.
And
there.
I'm not saying I disagree with him. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, what? I was going to say, what?
You hate Will Fleming?
No, I love Will Fleming. And I think that everyone here at this station has circled the wagons around him in a very, very admirable way. If I had more time to yell about it, I probably would. I think I'm going to spend my 4 minutes yelling at Will Clark, too. But you guys did a great job. I heard Jones and Keefe did a tremendous job earlier today ripping on him, too. And he deserves it because, gee, like, the first time I heard the comments from him, I'm like, all right, this guy's kind of... has like a little Kenny Powers thing going on here. You know what I mean? He just sort of had that kind. And then he's going on about Fleming over a story that you told and that you made worse. You said all Fleming said was that he blew you off once. He's like, no, it was actually three times. It's like, well, just made that worse. Like, what are you doing?
I thought Will actually, he accuses Will of like blowing it up.
Right.
I thought Will kind of was underselling it. It was very, like, matter of fact, well, he blew him off, but not a big deal. It's their problem now. Like, just kind of moved on. And Will Clark's accusing him of, like, fluffing it up or whatever.
So
the whole
I think he's mad that he feels maybe Will Fleming brought the West Coast news to the East Coast. But, and he's the one, you know, and if he didn't bring it out in the open out here, it wouldn't even be in a story out
it
west.
Was in his podcast.
I mean, I hear you.
And podcasts are not, like, only available in California when you're talking to your podcast. Right.
They are not?
It's global. You could listen in. You could listen on the space station, Will Clark, if you wanted
That's
to.
That's a fair point.
And the other aspect is the AI thing, when he accused AI of saying something he didn't say.
That was wild.
That's what I'm going to start doing. Just blame everything on AI.
Absolutely.
Perfect. You know? It's AI's fault.
Not sure it's really worked well for Will Clark. Finally, so the three of us on this show, Ted Johnson, still a bit of a doubter. Fitzy and Hart, the gullible ones, are kind of buying in. Are we buying into the Boston Red Sox right now? Surging.
Well, I'm buying into them right now, yes, because they've now completed their bridge to the next part of the season, which I wasn't sure they were going to be able to get there. So you have to buy in on that. I know it's the Rockies and these bad teams, but it doesn't matter because, as we've said, they weren't doing it against the bad teams earlier in the year. This Tampa series is going to be very interesting, though, because the Rays had a crazy streak. They went like 25-10 through May and June and looked like the Blue Jays are right now. I mean, they were just steamrolling everybody. And it was only in the last like 12 games or so that they've started to fall off. So they're going in the wrong direction. The Red Sox are going up. These four games, when they're over, if the Red Sox sweep, then they'll have flipped it. They'll have the number two spot in the wild card.
Right.
And they'll be in third place in the AL East. So this is, I think, just like they all are, obviously, because of where we are in the season, super important.
A split makes the week a win still because you just took three from Colorado. You go 5-2 over your last seven into the All-Star break. I'd say 3-1 against the Rays at home would be massive for the Sox.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a big one.
And Walker
Buehler's
a great flashpoint pitcher for tonight because if he has a great start, that'll propel them with momentum, Hart, into the rest of the series. If he craps the bed tonight, hey, watch out.
Yeah, he's still got three games left if he craps the
bed. Two of his best starts this year were against Tampa Bay, so, you know.
Here we go.
We'll see.
We're saying there's a chance, baby. Stick around for the mini Christian Arcan show and then the Mass Mutual pregame show. Red Sox Rays, Fenway Park. It's a big series for a lot of reasons. Ted Johnson has his eye on it. We'll be talking about it. Well, I won't be tomorrow because I'll probably be sitting on a beach with a Miller Lite somewhere, but please listen to the boys here, 2-6, as they recap Red Sox baseball. Fitzy from Fenway.
From Fenway Park tomorrow, Ted, ball game, Stiz. We're here, 2-6 from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. See you then. iRobot.
See ya.
Papa Gino's wouldn't let me in to use the bathroom, and I think I may have soiled myself.
Wow, that's gross.